And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, all the podcasts, photos, news is up at SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. It's at SeanGreenShow. And on Facebook, it's at SeanGreenShowMedia. It's at SeanGreenShowMedia. Once again, have a big surprise coming up for you guys later on in the show. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Definitely want to get this in because I've been teasing this for the past week, and I finally got her on the Sean Green Show. Right now is Romay, PrincessRomay.com. She also is, she's an author, and I call her the love author. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. That's an amazing title.
Yes, the Love Doctor. So I'm going to brand you the Love Doctor. You have a new book out, the Love Triangle and Object of Desire. Can you tell me a little bit about that book?
Well, when Love Triangle came about, it was obviously circumstances and things in life that I considered that we come from, and things that we have to deal with, and things that we have to overcome. And, you know, many of my personal issues is things that I had to deal with, and that I realized so many other women don't quite understand that if they don't deal with past mistakes, if they don't overcome relationships that they had a heartache with, where they had difficulty with, or they didn't understand fully how to handle the relationship, they don't quite deal. So you take these baggage from one relationship to the next, and you don't really get anywhere and don't understand why.
So, I mean, as far as your relationships, I mean, you had some rough ones. Can you tell me about some of your past relationships? Were they really that bad?
Well, I come from South Africa, and for us, and I'm sure you can relate, is family. Mm-hmm. I've been brought up that you marry one man. You have a relationship, communication, and grow from there, and you have a family. So for me, to go from a marriage, working hard in a marriage, in a relationship, and ending up in a divorce was something I struggled to deal with. It caused a lot of anger, and I use the term selfish, mm-hmm. and perhaps that's a harsh word to use, but I've learned over the years, if you are not a little selfish from time to time in overcoming everything, taking care of yourself, dealing with the obstacles, take care of your well-being, find yourself to be a complete person first. Because, you know, we relate that both men and women, that if you're not a complete individual first, how do you love someone else? How do you give to someone else? So in Love Triangle, I wanted the scenario of somebody that had dealt with all the circumstances in life and had come from bad circumstances and now fully understand who I am.
Right.
What I need, because there's such a big difference between what you need and what you want. And that want word is absolutely selfish, because if all you have to give in a relationship is your wants, then really you are selfish, because what have you got to give? So where you are and where you want to go in a relationship is also very important, and that comes from communication.
Now, one thing that I've, and this is just my opinion and just out of observation, because I have a couple friends that are, you know, that had relationships, and, you know, they feel like they've met the perfect girl, and it seems like the relationship is going really well, and then all of a sudden, these women, for some reason, they will run away. Is that pretty much a common trend? And if so, why? Why do women run away from good relationships?
It's because they don't know what they need. One of the things that I had personally had was a wish list. And I've branded this wish list a demand list. And that's how people, or the wrong people, get together, because either men or women, they have certain demands that they're looking for. And that's a wrong attitude to go into a relationship with. Because how is that realistic if all you have are wants? You don't fully look at what you need from the relationship. And that only comes when you fully understand what you are about, what the man are about. Because let's face it, men look at looks in the first place.
Right.
I don't say that that's not important, because there have to be an attraction for two people to have an interest. But if you look simply judging somebody by how they look, you could be absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
Absolutely wrong. And, you know, perhaps you've done the mistake yourself.
Yeah.
Where you're an amazing girl and you had prejudged a situation, or you've said something or have done something that had put the girl off, and that was your mistake. And she could possibly have been wrong for walking away, but it was a stupid mistake that guys do, is that they over discuss privacy with friends. Do you know how horrible that is to a girl?
Yeah. Now, a lot of people always say that love is blind. Do you believe, what are your thoughts on that, and do you believe that's true?
Sean, love comes unexpectedly. Whether we sometimes want it or not, because sometimes you meet someone and you know, but love gives us that chance to have a new beginning. And with both Love Triangle and the book Catching Charlotte, I use the phrase title, love is a million little things. Because we have to put the work in it. We have to communicate to form bonds. We have to communicate so we grow, so that we understand what two people need in a relationship together. And that's where passion comes in. Because if a relationship don't grow, passion dies. And for me, I'm saying this as a personal, very, very personal thing. I cannot be in a relationship that's emotionally unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
I need passion. I want excitement. But then you have to earn them.
So with that being said, are you in a relationship now, or are you pretty much just waiting for that right guy?
I'm married to the most unexpected man that came into my life.
And how did that happen?
Terrible. terrible mistakes. And I've grown from there. Because, you know, when you have clarity, and I use the term spiritual, mm-hmm. that love is spiritual. Because you have to love with heart, with mind, and with body. So, you know, when you love with heart, is that excitement when you meet someone.
Right.
You use your heart. But you also have to use your head so that you are focused. So you see the needs. You see what you need from this person and not the wants. Because the wants come later. And that's where the passion grows from. Because you're growing together and you see the intensity of two people that belong together because they want to be together. And it's really so important to have passion in a relationship. My husband is much younger than I am. So wisdom has absolutely zero to do with age. Because I've met men that are absolute morons over 40.
Wow. So
really?
All right. So, what are some of the tips that you can offer women to recognize that they're in a relationship with like a shady character or a shady man? What are some of the tips that you can offer?
If a man judge you by looks, That's vanity, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's absolute vanity. And, you know, that could be the wrong attitude because he have issues. How do you, if you see a woman walking in a restaurant, walking in a bar, or sitting anywhere, and you look at a girl and you think, wow, stunning. Oh, don't get me wrong. Us girls, we do the same. And with my husband, when I met him, I loved the way he talked to me. I loved the way he addressed me. And you know my website? It says Princess Romee. Do you know why? Because
is that?
He calls me. My husband calls me Princess.
Oh, wow. Wow.
He dubbed me Princess because he could not get over the fact that I was so real about life. I was so real about what I want, where I am, and where I want to be, that he could not fathom that he had met somebody that was clear about life.
Wow.
And that does come from experience. And that's the reason I use this selfishness, that you really have to take care of well-being. You have to take care about your health, your body, your appearance. These things are important. You don't have to look like Ms. World, because the one thing I can tell you with an absolute surety, Ms. Walt is absolutely stunning, isn't she?
Yes.
But she can do 10,000 spins in front of my husband, and he won't look.
Wow. Well, that's a great thing to have.
That's the confidence.
Yeah.
That's the confidence I have in my relationship. But in my books, I use illustrative form of writing. And I want women to see that you can come from circumstances in life and grow. So I use scenarios in all my books that describe circumstances overcome, so you can go from and go to. Life can get better. Life can be what you want it to be. If we are realistic about love, if we dream about anything in life, if you focus, if you have clarity, you can achieve them. You can. I did.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a great, inspiring story. And your book, Catching Charlotte, is an ebook form. Is that correct?
Yes. That recently came out. And Love is a Million Little Pieces describes it all. That we work towards a common goal in a relationship and we can have passion. My book is passionate because I'm passionate about goals. I'm passionate about life. I'm passionate about love. That's the only way I know. So I want other women to get that. Get real. Please get real. And you can achieve love in your life. Real love. Real passion.
Wow, and that's great. Romee, thanks so much for being on the show. Her website is princessromee.com. That's princessromee.com. You can also follow her on Facebook. It's Romee6. And you can also follow her on Twitter. It's at Romee6. So make sure you guys check her out. Check out the book, Catching Charlotte. It's in ebook form. Make sure you go to Amazon.com. It's an ebook form. Make sure you guys check it out. It's the love author, Princess Romee. That's how I would address you for now, for every time you're on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Yes, and we'll be back right after this.